you find yourself in a town. A small remote town with a big mystery and an even bigger body count. You have your reasons for wanting to enter. Every lost soul did. You find strangers who will join you, but can you trust them? You meet a madman, Zoltar, the Prince of Phantasm. This is his dungeon, or is it? You learn the trick quickly. There is no escape. Either succeed or die trying as your very life force slowly fades. Did the walls just move around you? This place is unsettling. No time to rest. Are you perceptive enough to spot the traps before they get you? Are you intelligent enough to solve the puzzles that block your path? Are you strong enough to battle through the foes? Do you have the endurance to simply survive? This isn't for the faint of heart. This is the Dungeon of Doom.
So, which door should we go in?
Tell us telepathically. Then you're not breaking any rules.
Both rooms will lead you to the same destination.
It's probably one big room, but it just has two.
I point at the hand.
Okay.
I don't know.
You told us not to go together, right? In the same rooms?
No.
Earlier when we came in here, you said don't be too many people in the same room.
Oh, yes. There is a limit. So be careful.
What is it?
You beautiful thing.
He starts to shake a little bit. I've already said too much.
You're doing great. Now you're going to be
crying. Says, how many is it?
Two?
I say in my head, he blinked twice.
Or was it 4 weeks?
And then he starts shaking. He's like, leave me alone.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
Under face.
We'll come back for you if we can.
His facial expression.
He turns to stone.
Totally stops.
He denied it. We can't come back and get him. He denied it once.
Really,
he didn't say anything to me after I gestured with a hand.
What hand?
Jerk. The hand imprint on the wall.
Is a hand imprint?
Yeah.
On both doors, in the middle of the door, there's a hand imprint.
Oh, I thought there was one right here.
No. On each of the door, in the center of the sun, there's two handprints.
Can I reach both at the same time?
You can. That's 10 feet now. That's 10 feet. It's 5, 10 feet now.
Okay. Wingspan of 10 feet.
My bad. Yeah, your wingspan is 10 feet.
Literal wingspan. The mage hand one. I was thinking
about that.
Yes.
All right. I'm so nervous that something, you guys changed something. I got it fixed.
I run back the other way.
Should we split up then? 2 and 2? And Fangs?
Or staying, Fangs stays here. Yeah, he's not that smart. Maybe they won't affect him. I look down at Fangs. You're going in last. I go up to the doors.
Yeah.
Murgatroyd's already in there, so you have to push through him.
What? It's 10 feet.
It's a small place.
Small little thing.
Call me fat.
Yeah.
No.
So what do you guys do?
Opposite of that.
No, that's for me.
Okay, so we should split up. Seems like a bad idea.
I give you a thumbs up, and I put my hand on that.
The same they go to the same place, and we can talk to each other, so it seems like the thing to do. And we might be, like, immolated if we all go in the same door or something, so...
Okay, 2 and 2. Yep. Who's...
Let's do it one at a time, so it's constantly balanced.
I have my hand on the thing.
And if one guy dies, then, you know...
Do you push it?
It doesn't... It's
your hand's
like
on one
button.
Door?
It's indented. Like, for your hand to be pushed down into the indent.
Mage
indent.
Wait.
There's like
a handprint, and it's like...
Yeah, but if I push, does it open the door, or does my hand sink in like a button?
So he does push into it.
It's down in the stone. Like, in the sun's out, And then there's a handprint. You can push your hand into the handprint, and then that's it.
It's like
it doesn't look, like a button. It just looks like there's a big, like, someone had cement, and you put your hand down in the cement, and then you took it out. And then that's what's left there is an indent of a hand.
I put my hand in the indent. Nothing happens.
It doesn't fit.
Murgatroyd just, just disappears. He's gone.
Oh. What? You said at the beginning.
What? Stop putting your hand in stuff. Your burp hand.
He can hear you because it's telepathic. Where are you at?
Murgatroyd!
Yeah, can I say something?
Okay.
I say, what in tarnation?
Where'd you go?
Wait, you're telepathic. You don't have to use your book of...
I still can't make my own words.
You can't speak your own words.
No.
I can't make my... I can't make any creative
original thoughts.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm like a parrot, pretty much.
We debated on whether he could draw a simple diagram in the sand, so...
Or make a sail.
Which one did you press, by the way?
The one on that side.
This side?
Yep.
Okay. That's the one I was going to go into. Right, teleported to hell.
Don't look over here for a minute. All right, Murgatroyd, come over here and you can look to see what you see.
Look to see what I see.
This was the one person
that
we did.
What I see.
Yep, that's what you see.
Should one of us go in the other door?
Or open the door?
How bright is it?
Ooh.
The door doesn't open. It doesn't have a handle.
Oh, it doesn't?
It only has the hand. The sun with the handprint.
There's one other soldier in the corner.
That makes more sense.
Okay, so if we... Alright, so what we're going to do right now is I'm going to change something. We're going to roll initiative. We're going to go with initiative turn. And I'm going to sort of break you guys off. And you guys have to decide.
Okay.
With, like, sort of what I'm going to have you guys do. Originally, I was going to have you guys go in a different room. But I didn't know if you guys were going to take the hit die or not. So the fact that you guys can communicate still... I'm going to try to just have everyone turn around. I know it won't be on the camera, but...
Why don't you put a wall up?
Well, I have a wall, but I don't have a four-way wall where I can block out...
Well, two of us are going to be in the same room.
Correct, and then you'll have to switch seats. And I'm okay with that.
So then those two just go together, and then we'll
block out. Yeah, I'll probably go right after him.
I thought we were going to go at the same time.
Yeah, I was standing right next to him, so...
We can get rid of all this.
Yeah, kind of.
Logan. I can... Here, let's just move this.
Yeah, you guys can slide it down and make it sort of like a battleship.
A battleship?
I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, B4. Time.
Oh, that's what he means.
I guess.
Okay. All of this stuff is made up of a bunch of pieces.
It's modular.
I hope I'm a strong paladin.
There are two.
Hold on. Is this a camera right here?
Or? No.
Oh, that's okay. The camera.
That's a camera.
Is there one facing down?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay. Well, we want to get it so that both sides can see it. Or it can see both sides.
He has to turn the viewfinder back on.
He can see both sides. What are you doing?
Turning on the viewfinder.
How do I do that?
You're fine.
It's
a wide angle. It will see.
Turn it off, I think.
It can see everything.
No. It's pretty much in the middle.
Yeah, I think he did it from the height where he can pretty much hit him.
Oh, Murgatroyd, what have you gotten yourself into?
Let us know.
More bird shenanigans.
Burb.
Burb search shenanigans. Hopefully we're strong enough to do it with just two people.
Turn around. This is when I roll for my initiative. That's good, right?
I didn't roll it yet.
Fangs isn't going to be able to follow us.
I'm going
to
protect you.
Say goodbye to Fangs.
Say goodbye to Fangs.
He's going to be starving and dying of dehydration in here.
The statue will take care of him.
Okay. It's going to have to go back to the... No.
He can take care of himself.
Dead.
Alright.
You clean up a puke?
Huh? What?
You clean up a puke?
No, he didn't puke.
What are you talking about?
Alright, so roll
this
shit for me.
Is going to be okay with this?
Hmm? Yeah. I'm going to be fine. We'll figure it out.
No, we got it just perfect. Because it's, we already looked at it.
Alright. Roll initiative, please.
Roll initiative.
Three.
A three. Of course you got a three. we already got you in the right spot.
What do you mean, of course?
I rolled a 13.
Okay. 13, all right.
Unlucky number 22, 13.
Okay. You're already at the top.
Yeah.
13. You can do it.
14.
Okay, so it was already in the right spot. All right, good. Murgatroyd.
Mm-hmm. I saw what I saw.
You saw what you saw.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
I think they shouted out. I say, Murgatroyd has a magic statue.
He really shouldn't have gone first.
No.
He just does things impulsively.
You guys are waiting around talking about blah nonsense.
Mm-hmm. He likes to pull Jefferson.
Well, yeah, I know. You can't talk.
That's all.
He likes to pull Jared.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll just jump into
the character.
He's an aggressive physically. Like, he just... So grabby.
All right.
There's one more.
Well, I guess you get to do something on your turn.
You got hit with a beam, right?
Gotta not see the other side.
Oh, yeah, the Colossus beam.
He's the only one.
Or not Colossus,
the green
elemental,
yeah.
He's the only one, I think.
I have an orb.
Where are you? Okay. Do you want me to move?
No, I don't want to see the other side.
Well, Murgatroyd, you're up. You can say something.
I did.
All right, so Rocker, your turn.
Wait, I don't. Can I do anything else?
Yeah, you can.
Can I see where I'm at again? Mm-hmm. Oh, but Kyle can't see.
Yeah, Kyle can't see.
I will close my eyes.
I talk to the guy.
Okay.
I wave at him.
The guy. There's a guy.
Doesn't move. It's really steamy inside.
Ooh, like whoa. It's a Turkish water.
All right, Rocker, you're up.
I lean over to those guys and I say, you guys take the other door. I'm going after Murgatroyd. And I put my hand on the
thing. Oh, I thought we were there.
You're teleported in?
Yep.
Here, you up here right there.
Rolling in order.
Right where?
Right behind Murgatroyd.
No fangs.
Now that he's in there, he can say what's around him and I'll sort of give the description of the room and he'll say it.
So we can't see it then.
So a roughly rectangular room drips with moisture. A haze of steam hangs in the air. Beads of water cover every surface. The wall opposite of you has torches on it that illuminate the room. But around the torches is a purple crystal-filled pool of water. The water itself is purple. So the water is purple, and steam starts to drift off of the surface of it. A stone soldier turns its head to study you, and it says...
Doesn't like bird people.
Well, I know. Once you walk away up there, you wave at him.
Give it a big smile.
You hear him, Brocker, appear behind you, and he goes, you split up, didn't you? Of course you did. They've come for you, the Merrycast. They will never rest. You notice that the door to which you just came through is actually behind you, and there's a depression of a handprint inside the door.
Mm.
So if you want to take one of the doors that are knocked down and put it right behind Rocker.
So it's... Okay, so we think that it's just the other side of the door.
You think, yes, that's what you would think. That's what he sort of relayed to you. That's what happened.
Can I
Diana, you're up.
Voice.
Well, can I ask a statue question?
Yeah.
Splitting up a good idea?
No.
I say, guys, I don't know if we should split up. That's it.
Right. Diana, it's your turn. And as you look at the door that they went in, the handprint, it disappears. And it's a sun.
Okay.
That makes the decision easy.
Yeah. Okay. Then I put my hand on the other door.
I don't know how we would have all gotten in at the same time anyways.
Let's all hold hands.
It sounds like you guys already are in that steamy room.
You appear in this room.
I bet you it looks the same.
It looks a lot like what he described.
Oh, this looks familiar.
It's just things are on the opposite side.
Yes.
Cut.
Is this open?
You're inside now. It's walled off. That's you appear inside there, and that's what you see. This the pool on the one side, and
fixed it.
A
immersed
statue in the corner.
Walk up to
so it's the same
statue.
Thing, just mirrored. Yeah. What do you guys see? Same thing, but mirrored?
Yeah, statue. Purple.
Purple drink.
Yeah.
Purple drink.
I hope you brought your strength. You're going to need it.
I don't have a glyph stone.
I don't travel without my strength. I'm good.
I start patting around. Where's
this place to... Rack, you're up.
It's a very, very interesting
You're like, thanks, and I just leave.
Everyone just disappeared in front of you. And you're stuck there with Fangs, looking at a door.
Oh, you guys have friends.
Oh. Did you try to bring him?
Burger King.
I'm afraid to go over with Diana. Ooh. Should I come over to you guys?
You don't have a choice.
Should I use my coupon?
There's only one door now?
The door that they went
through. The door's there, but the handprint's gone.
Yeah. I try to push it.
Nothing happens.
I hold on to the scruff of Fangs and I touch the door.
Both of you disappear.
Oh, what?
We all should have held hands and just touched one door.
It would have been like that Futurama episode.
Yeah. Right,
so you guys are both inside that room. Brack and...
Futurama. It's like the saddest episode ever.
Where
doggies left behind.
We'll sort of go non-initiative. We'll keep this as initiative until it matters.
Great.
But you guys can sort of just do what you want in this room.
Well, initiative order is them.
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm just saying, you guys can just all sort of say what you're wanting to do inside this room.
The statue tricked us. It lied to us. I don't trust it.
Ooh, you going up to the pool?
Yeah, look at it.
I go over to the statue and admire its craftsmanship. I put my hands all over it.
Cast a flower pot on top. See what happens.
Yeah.
You can take your inspiration.
Yeah! I mean, I would already do that, but...
As you walk up to the pool...
So I don't get inspiration for my character just for the glowstone, but...
You gaze into the pool, and its purple waters reflect the images of countless adventurers, appearing and disappearing as if they were peering over the edge of the pool, just as you do now.
I wave at them.
Finally, like the reflections, ripples start to fade, showing only your face. Then the water begins to start to swirl. And it makes you feel like it's trying to pull you in, draw you in.
I look over at Murgatroyd and I see this. Hey, stand back. Get back, Murgatroyd.
It's pulling me in how? Like
it just feels like it's drawing you in. It's
like I'm really feeling it?
Yeah.
I start.
Oh, yeah, you're really.
I start coming over to him. And I put my hand on his shoulder. Watch it, buddy.
Water just continues to swirl.
I grab your arm and I reach my fingertip in to test it.
Yeah, don't do that.
You shake him off?
No, I pull him back.
Oh, he grabbed your arm and tried to put your arm.
He's trying to teleport me.
No, I was trying to anchor.
Hold on to him and then you put him.
Whatever happens to me when I touch this is happening to you too.
That's an experiment.
That's just what happens.
All
right. I pull him back. I don't want him to touch it.
Alright, you can do a strength challenge.
Dude!
I say that.
Ooh, I have a minus three. Four.
I have a plus three. 14.
He pulls you back.
Like a ragdoll.
Let's go over to Diana and Brack. What are you guys doing?
You gotta stop touching stuff just because you're curious.
I asked the statue about this pool.
Those who are strong enough will go in and come back.
Oh, we're supposed to go in there?
I tell those guys. Murgatroyd just tried to jump into the purple goo.
The statue said that the strong have to go in there, and then they come back out.
They have to go in?
Well, they go... The strong go in, and then...
What do you mean, strong? I turn to the... Oh, you guys come, sorry.
As you peer over the pool, you see dead adventurers appear in your
dead
face.
Adventurers.
Yeah, your face that's reflection. It shows.
I thought it was just other
a bunch
adventurers.
Of adventurers inside, and they start to fade into
the
skeletons.
Put their finger
and they start
hole.
Disappearing. And then your face is left there. And then the water begins to swirl and bubble, and it feels like it's drawing you inside.
I see the pool reflecting off of Diana and the smokiness, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
I think we need to go in here.
I look down and remind myself that I have a wife.
I send a telepathic image of rolling my eyes.
Where's my fangs at? Do you guys have
fangs? Fangs is way over.
I go over to our statue and I ask him, what'll happen if we touch the purple stuff?
You'll die!
I look at Murgatroyd. What do you... We'll die?
Once you go in, you don't come back.
I immediately tell them, our statue said, once you go in, you don't come back.
Your statue, if we go in,
and you die.
Come back?
Huh? Your if you're strong enough.
Iris is saying if we're strong enough, we're cool.
It's another pair of mismatched statues.
Mm.
I cast Mage Hand, and I try to pick up one of the crystals.
What crystals?
Okay, the crystals that are all around the pool.
Yeah.
What? I missed that part.
Well, it's right there.
Oh, yeah, those look like weird spikes. Okay.
Yeah, and crystals. Your mage hand starts to try to wiggle a bit. It doesn't bring
you jostle it.
I jostle it.
Yeah, you jostle it a little bit.
Okay. I ask our statue, okay, how do we get out of here? Or how do we move on?
You can go out the door you came in.
I look back. I see a
handprint on the door. Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose of this pool?
I don't know what's beyond. I just know that those who go in
never come back. And presumably are dead.
If you stay too long, they'll come for you.
All right, we're going to run out of time to go.
I shrug my shoulders and I walk over to the door.
I put my arm around him and I touch the hand.
As you touch it, you teleport back into the main room.
This little door?
Before. Yep.
Okay.
Can I take these doors off?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is there a hand on the other door?
No, once you go through, you look around, there's no handprint on the ones they went into, but yours, the handprints, where it forms back, and the indentation's there.
In my head, I say, if you blink twice...
Back to you guys.
Does our door have a handprint on it?
Yes.
If we go back, could we all hold hands like I held Fang? And us just go into one room?
They'll be here soon.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay.
I think there's a limit.
I tell them, we're in the hallway.
Strength is the only thing that will get you out.
The statue is speaking my language.
Yeah, he reminds me of that other meanie statue, though.
We're in the hallway, guys.
Okay. You can't get in here?
No.
Can you get into the place you just came from?
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe you should stay there, and if things start going bad, then...
There's scary ghosts coming for us, so...
Yeah.
I think we have to take on the challenge.
We can't follow you guys, so...
The torch on the wall starts to flicker. It starts to dim out.
It's getting dark in here, guys.
If you come out, I think we can all go back in. But I don't know if that's what we're supposed to do.
I don't think it's a good idea.
But worst case scenario, we can't just get back in here.
Then we're trapped forever in the campaign ends.
Or we debate it longer and ghosts come for us.
So let's go back through.
Quick, let's talk about this.
I don't think we have time.
I go up near the door and hold Fang. Diana.
I shrug my shoulders.
I ask the statue how much time we have before whatever's coming for us comes for us.
He doesn't say anything.
What's going on in there?
Time is now.
Stand still as a statue.
What's going on, guys? I start banging on the door. Their door.
They can't hear anything. Other than your voice.
Diana, come on.
They can hear me through the door?
They cannot.
Oh. Mentally, they can hear your voice.
They can only hear your voice from the mental contact. Any choice? 5, 4,
Diana.
3, 2, 1.
I mean, I touched the glass. 0.
Alright, we touched the door.
This is stupid. We're gonna die.
You guys are all in the main room. Or in that you they just appear like right in front of you. You guys like all get squished up and you're like in this little cube and you're like things is like on top of you guys lay down.
It's bigger than an elevator. You said it's 10 by 10.
It's pretty close to 10 by 10.
I'm pretty sure I just fit in
somebody's... I'm pretty sure I've
between
somebody's been in an elevator with, like,
yeah, but they push
people
you out of the way when they appear there.
Okay.
They were almost there.
Okay, so... It looks like once two people go in, the hand disappears, but we can all go in together.
Yes, once they came out, the hand appeared.
We can all go in together if we all, you know, hold on to each other. Now the question is, do we want to split up, or do we all want to go in together? Now that we know how things work.
Why not go in together?
Well, this statue, and I point to the one in the hallway, said to split up and that there's a limit. But maybe he was just saying that you can only use it twice, but you do... Maybe he was saying that you can only use it twice, but you can still get it all together if you're holding on. Maybe that's what he meant by split up. Because the statue in our room said it wasn't good that we were split up.
Let's try it.
Alright, what do you do?
If bad stuff happens, at least we'll all be together.
That's right.
Maybe. I touch two of them. I wait for the last.
I grasp your wrist.
You grasp my wrist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I grab one of those two.
Alright, that's three of you combined.
I grab onto Fangs.
Okay.
Fangs grabs onto Diana. With his mouth.
I want to bite.
Alright. And what do you do? Press the button?
Mm-hmm.
Touch the door.
Who does it?
I'll do it.
You do it?
I do it.
Okay. As you do that, Murgatroyd disappears and Fangs disappears. The rest of you stay.
Oh no. The last two? No, wait. Fangs was in the middle.
It's just Fangs.
Guys, if they start coming, do your best.
Huh?
Does the hand disappear?
No. The hand's still there.
Oh, it's only two at a time. And two uses. That means Fangs is in there and he shouldn't be. Come back out!
I grab Fangs and I hit the hand.
Okay,
high five it.
I don't know if Fangs is gonna make it.
Yeah, Fangs might have to stay back.
Stay in the room?
No, in this hallway.
Oh. I think it's two at a time and two uses.
If it's two at a time, why did Fangs go? And not you, who was touching the door.
The two weakest ones, I don't know.
Whoa.
Only one of us.
I think only one can go through at a time.
Murgatroyd was the one that touched the door.
Yeah, but Fangs was in the middle of
but
the
he chair. Was touching, he was grabbing onto
correct.
His wrist.
Exactly.
Grabbing onto me, and I was grabbing onto... Brack, and he was holding on to
Fangs was second to last.
Was holding on to you.
Yeah.
It could just be, it's probably just random.
Yeah, I'm sure it's random. I don't think two people could go in at the same time like that.
We might just have to.
I think Fangs doesn't count as.
Oh.
How dare you?
Well, let's.
Doesn't count.
Let go of Fangs and see if we can all do this.
We try it again without Fangs. Fangs, stay.
I touch the door.
Murgatroyd disappears.
I touch it again.
To go back out? All right, you're back out.
Ah, so, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense.
It's just one person that
you can't
in.
Cheat the...
We're not trying to cheat.
Yeah. You're trying to work around the limitations of the door.
You guys went in together.
I'm gonna settle
no, we
this,
went in
because I don't think this
time.
Really matters that much. It's only because he's like a familiar.
He's a familiar?
He's like a familiar, a companion. not.
He's an animal
character. Yeah, that's what she said.
He imprinted on Murgatroyd, not you.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why like he went with him.
That's my familiar.
That's what Lindsay said. I just wanted to settle it so we can get past that part.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big part of the whole puzzle or anything. It doesn't affect anything. It's just that's what happened.
Yeah, but you guys went in together, didn't you?
No, we didn't. We went in one at a time.
Oh.
I hit the hand again.
But we can go back out.
But I'm on that side?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, you did it with Murgatroyd. Or you did it with Fangs
the
last
pool.
Time.
Okay.
Just to see if I feel the same way.
The water's still swirling.
But does it feel like it's drawing me in?
Yeah.
They're coming.
I come back.
Look, I think the strongest of us need to go into this pool.
Okay.
So I think I need to go into it.
Well, the other one said we'll all be killed, so.
Said the strong survive.
I'm kind of strong. Stronger than these two.
Well, yeah. I'm right
at home. I have -3 strength.
You definitely look the strongest.
Take offense to that.
I'm going in back in this door.
It's okay, little buddy. You're good at other stuff.
That sounds like a good idea.
Thank you.
Okay.
I hit the hand.
You're inside?
So wait. You went with her?
No. But I will. I'll hit the hand. And touch it.
So you're in with Diana?
Yeah. You're not.
You guys are both in the same room?
Alright. What are you doing, Murgatroyd? You're not the strongest.
Is there any... Oh, I guess you guys
keep
can
the wash.
I asked the statue what's beyond the pool.
They're coming.
Darth.
The dead suffer here. The pool's magic allow characters to travel somewhere else, but only two may pass.
Man, their statue is so much more helpful. Ours is like, oh, they're coming! You'll die!
Okay, so I relay that to everyone. The pools take you somewhere else. Only two can go.
In the pool?
Alright, well, I guess two people can go and we'll figure it out from there. Maybe.
Right.
And the other pool doesn't sound very good, so. Although, Murgatroyd, do you want to jump in or. I don't know what it means by strong. Are you strong?
Are you strong?
Not in a million years, Bertman.
Do you want to trade places?
I slap the hand to come back.
Okay.
I bite the door.
Yeah.
I go in.
You go in?
Yeah.
Okay. The torch starts to flicker and dim out further, and it goes totally out, and all you see is the purple... illuminating from the crystals.
Purple
drinking. And the pool swirling.
Guys, if you get in trouble, just pop out and we'll pop back in.
Okay.
I asked the statue if he means two can go into this pool or one in each of the pools.
Two may enter.
What about the other pool? Do you know about the other pool?
No.
Do you know? There's no...
There's two that may pass this pool.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe the other one's just different personality. He's just freaked out.
He's freaked out. Poor guy.
Okay, are we going in this pool then?
Let's do Murgatroyd's approach and just touch it first.
I look in it and
I grab onto her shoulder.
Touch it.
I touch it.
As you touch the water, you feel...
She falls in!
You can feel immense heat radiate all the way up your arm, and it feels like it's just burning you. And it pulls you into the water.
Oh.
I try and stop her from being pulled in.
Roll strength check.
She can get ripped in half.
A
lot.
20.
You're starting to pull her, and she's like picked up off the ground, and her body's like swirling into.
I'm holding her by her ankles.
And you start to pull her back out. As you're pulling her back out, you hear behind you.
I look around.
It's all dark. Everybody
have
dark
vision.
But you see ghostly forms appear from over here, and they start walking through the wall.
Follow me!
I I let her be sucked in and I follow her. Curling onto her ankles.
Okay. You guys just go down in the water. You feel the heat, just immense heat all over your body.
Oh, I feel so good.
And you don't feel pain and you're not wet at all.
Thank goodness.
And as you go through this pool, I need Eric and Kyle to switch sides.
Ugh.
Because now it's different. Can you switch? Oh, never mind. I have to switch no matter what.
I mean, I guess we could switch the time. Can we just
do whatever you want to do?
I just don't want to move my laptop.
I can move over there or not. Move your spot.
That's fine. Eric, go back to your spot.
No, he's sitting in a seating spot.
Go back to your spot, Eric.
Don't listen to me.
Switch around. Hey.
If we see a boulder with petrified flesh.
Yeah, you can deal with that.
This is nice.
This is nice. Missing.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Check it out.
I don't know.
Oh, now I'm jealous.
And did you look at that? And look at that?
Oh my gosh, there's so much stuff.
They're like constantly trying to tell you everything that's going on as I read the description, right? Okay. You emerge from the swirling purple-blue water onto a platform in the center of a large eldritch pool. The room where you find yourself has the appearance of a church or temple with vaulted ceilings that extend down from, with pillars that extend down. Directly in front of you is a rune-covered obelisk pulsing with red light. A nook behind the obelisk holds a single flickering torch, while the glyph stones set on the wall in a nook on each side in the far corners. The pulsing of the obelisk quickens, then glows steadily. A low moaning sound echoes across the damp chamber as...
They followed us in. They could go through walls.
I guess start coming through the wall.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have any choice now. Hey, that one's like Murgatroyd. Wait, what?
I just want to make sure I got it all done right.
Bird ghost.
Wait, is that old Murgatroyd? No.
The obelisk pulses once more, and then it's slowly at first, but then it starts to build up speed as it pulses. And you guys are going to roll initiative.
Can I ask how long it's been since the laboratory?
Not enough.
Okay.
Do we all roll initiative?
I'm gonna leave you guys in this initiative order because it was 13 to here, and then Brack, you had some crazy, terrible number.
I had three.
So we're gonna go there.
This is where I do this. Okay. And then
you teleport.
No, I do this.
Are you guys in a different room?
And then on the video.
No, they're in the hallway.
In the video.
Oh, gosh. Highlight.
I'm just like, yeah, this is the highlight video. I'm just like, what happened to you?
I'm trying much more 33 on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, and you're over there now.
All right. Starting with Murgatroyd, they said that there's an obelisk, glyph stones, and now there's ghosts coming through the walls! That's what he said through his head.
Through his heads.
That's what you
they
guys
said
hear.
That.
Yeah, they said that.
I thought you said ghosts are coming through us.
No, that's what you hear them say.
Good luck! Thanks.
It's your turn, 6 seconds.
Wait, now that they're in the pool, can't we go through... Oh, the door's not there.
The door that they went through, the handprint is no longer there still. Okay. It's still not there. But the other door still has...
Mason tools and cobbler tools would be kind of redundant. I handprint it.
What?
I
mean,
both are teleport into the room that they were in.
But it's that one.
Yes, correct.
Magic shoes.
It's...
No, that messes with me now.
Stone.
Okay.
And I take the dollar. That's my action to go through?
Cobblestone.
I look around.
Okay.
Ah!
Ghost just comes to
too much.
Brocker, you're up.
That's Lisa.
Oh, no, they are boots. That's like another wrong thing.
So you're gonna be
okay.
Expert in making shoes.
Maybe. There is a fairy tale about dwarves repairing the shoes.
So it was elves.
And maybe it was elves.
Yeah. Sorry. Should have stayed upstairs a little longer.
Okay.
Found out what those Keebler elves were up to.
Yeah.
So the way the obelisk looks is it's got runes all the way up it, and it was pulsing at first. All of it was pulsing, and then all the ghosts came in, and the pulsing went away, and now it's pulsing at a low level.
Summoning the ghosts.
Talk more about these pulsing obelisks.
Pulsing.
Wow. I think the obelisk is summoning them.
Okay, do we take out the ghost or the obelisk?
I'm gonna try and swing and hit both at the same time.
But what if we break it and we needed it?
Let's see if more start appearing. I run forward.
Yeah.
Let's see. 25 speed.
Too bad these weren't undead. They're just a different type of undead.
Oh, you know what?
Well, they are undead.
Yeah, they're undead.
Those aren't
just not right. Zombies.
They're not celestial.
No, they're undead.
Sangrad, I'm on your side. Or I guess a cleric and a paladin.
No, you're not on that side. You're on the other side of the door.
We both have healing on each side.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm assuming he's going to follow me.
actually...
Wait, we have healing? You have all the potions. And the orb. Wait.
I need them.
The orb.
I need them.
They have everything. They have the lips. Yeah.
And I shoot the one in front of me with produce flame.
Okay. Go for it.
Which is that. 21.
It's...
For 6 fire damage.
Okay. Flame ball goes right through it.
Flame ball.
Dissipates some of its ghostly form as it forms back around itself.
But it looks like you're hurt.
Yeah. Diana. It
looks like I went right through him.
Okay. And I attack.
Okay.
With longsword plus one. Woo, yeah. Plus another one.
I don't think it stacks.
It doesn't stack.
What?
It doesn't stack, but if you get a 2, then it overtakes the 1 and goes to 2.
Oh, okay.
Critical.
14.
Hits.
She needs a critical at least once.
11.
Oh, yeah.
Like 11? Last 11 damage? Woo!
Like last time we rolled
you just
like
crush
criticals.
It with that sword.
You crush it with a sword.
Yeah. The broadsword.
Then even like
she went to swing it and slash it. She turned it sideways and smashed it.
Warrior princess.
Staying there.
Yeah.
Okay. Fangs, you're up.
It's still alive.
Fangs is circles.
Yeah. There's no fossilized imprint, is there?
Yep.
Fang just circles and takes the dodge action.
All right. The dog action. Okay. Brack. It's your turn now, Brack.
Dog. G. I touched the door. Bam.
I should have used my word.
What about Fangs? You bring Fangs?
Oh, hi.
Attack bonus.
No, Fangs is staying back. This is too dangerous for him.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Clobbable part
two. That was just your action to go through.
Yee.
You're just staying there?
Huh?
Is that yeehaw?
Okay. Another one comes through the wall.
Oh my gosh, it's an elemental.
First one attacks Murgatroyd.
No! With what?
Oh, dang it.
A bolt of fire.
Yikes.
19 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Take, come on. 8 fire damage.
Ouch. That was not good.
Second one attacks Brack. 13. This is... Aww. Alright, over in the other room. This one, like, you see it and it starts to snap and his muscles start, and they get really big, and he just starts running at you and swings overhand, overhead, his head, swings down on you, not overhead, swings over his head with a giant axe, 22 to hit. Oh, okay, that was the worst roll ever. 5 damage. Oh no, plus 2, so 7. This one runs right over to you as well, and does the same thing. Okay. 7 to hit.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
What's your AC?
16.
The one probably the one that you threw a fireball at. Its face moves and it has a big smile. It looks at you and its hand crips like this, and you see a much larger fireball start to radiate from his hand, and he shoots it back at you.
You got nothing.
He casts fireball.
Oh, he's gonna blow himself up then.
Shoots a fireball at you.
I laugh as it comes. Ha ha ha, is that all the best you got?
He should laugh because it totally missed you.
I watch as it like goes
one,
off into
one,
the corner.
One goes over top of your head and then he shoots another fireball. It misses. And then he shoots another fireball.
Jeez. So
I say, even if it did hit, it wouldn't have hurt.
It just went, and it just went over top of your head. The other one...
I just buckle over a little bit and just start laughing.
He stands right here, and he holds both his hands like this. Hands, both his hands like this.
Oh no!
And fire shoots out.
Oh no!
And you guys need
burning hands.
Dex save, please.
Oh, crit miss.
Seven.
Crit miss.
7.
Yeah.
11 fire damage to both of you, so you'll take 5. So 5 and 11 fire damage.
I take 11? I thought he rolled really low.
He has his armor.
Oh. Oh, you have fire
resistance.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fire armor. It's resistance. And that is it for the bad guys. Murgatroyd, you're up.
I turn to Brack and I say, let's get out of here now! And I dash to the pool. I jump in.
What?
Oh, snap.
I hear screaming and him dying. I just walk back slowly and touch the door.
As he goes in, he goes, he's not coming back. The statue in your room. He's not coming back.
No, Murgatroyd, can you hear me?
That was your movement. You jumped in the pool. You arise, and you just see Diana and Brock are surrounded by a bunch of ghosts.
Surrounded?
Yep. And
can you
see
you
a pulsing obelisk.
It's
yes.
Really pulsing.
He can't hear me. He's still alive. You lied, statue.
Do I notice him pop up?
No, not in the heat of battle.
The heat.
But as he comes up, he can say, I see you guys! Or some kind of crazy
can't say that.
Murgatroyd.
Murgatroyd has a bunch of statue.
Yeah. we came to help. That's what I say.
All right, Brocker, your turn.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
I charge over here.
Okay.
I can hit this one too, right?
Yep.
Okay. I say, I'll show you the heat of the forge, and I smack him with my warhammer.
You can't handle the heat, stay out of the forge.
Okay.
Critical!
Which one did you
say? The one that.
She's all the dog so and the burning hand ones.
Spike,
right.
Spike!
Oh no, that's the one.
Oh no, wait.
I have the thing, I gotta roll a crit to charge it.
How much damage?
I got extra 2d6.
10.
10 damage?
Yeah.
Okay. Any bonus action?
No, I don't want to push him away.
Alright. Alright. I have to do this.
I have to do
this. The obelisk pulses a couple times, and the energy works its way all the way up, and it's fully illuminated red.
Great.
And you see a beam of red energy shootout.
At the ghosts.
No.
Kill. I mean, the ghosts are in front of us.
At you, Brocker.
Oh, I meant when I said a bonus action, I said cast shield of faith.
Oh, did you?
15. Bonus action.
15 hit.
Oh, no, that misses.
Okay. It just goes past you and dissipates in the air.
Is it still glowing?
Yes, still fully glowing. Diana.
Great, now we have to constantly be aware of that.
Do I notice Murgatroyd now? As
oh,
I
yeah, as you turn and ran, yeah, you see Murgatroyd now.
As I smack the ghost and he stumbles around a bit, I go, Murgatroyd! And I nearly miss the get hit by the thing. And
yeah,
like,
it shoots right in front of your face.
I look over there and I see the obelisk glowing. And I'm like, quick, take out the obelisk! As I'm still fighting.
Diana?
Okay. I'll attack that same ghost.
That was on the end.
Yep.
26.
Oh, that is.
It's not a crit, though.
So close.
2 away. 16.
16 damage?
Yeah.
What's
That's
your bonus?
Max damage.
What's your bonus?
6.
You slash through it and it dissipates, and you see all the energy from the ghost being pulled into the walls, and it just goes into the wall.
Yeah.
It's done.
Can I do anything else?
You have a bonus action, you can.
Can I drink a potion in a bonus action?
No.
Can we synchronize chapstick?
Okay. And I'm not feeling so good. Let's dispatch these ghosts quickly.
Murgatroyd.
Mm-hmm.
I can heal you.
I get a special thing again.
Fangs is sitting there. He doesn't. Brack, your turn.
I use a reaction.
I feel like.
Is the obelisk gone?
I'm gonna cure you once something else happens.
I'm asking a question. Which direction is the obelisk from the fountain?
Across.
Straight across?
Straight ahead.
Yeah.
Straight across. Okay.
What the?
I run. Slide.
We're going, I guess.
That's another orb disguised as a obelisk. So you jump in the pool.
See. And I try to maintain my momentum as I run forward.
To try to jump out of the water?
Yeah, and go straight for it, because they told me where it was. Is that the action that I go through?
You jump out of the water, weapon ready, to strike down at the first thing you see.
No, you don't.
You jump right out of the water, and you come down, you can strike.
Who's this?
It's a ghost.
Oh. That
it's
is confusing.
Ghost. It's Murgatroyd's twin.
I mean, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to rub my obelisk, but I'm not
good. Yeah, you are getting an obelisk.
I'm going to get
you
one.
You only have, what, how many?
Oh, there's glyphstones in there.
Whoa.
Okay, this makes more sense now.
All right, I attack. Quabam. 15.
It's.
Inspiration has to be used before.
Am I using the first, second, or third one? Second one, first one still?
I never know this.
Say it again.
With the slashes, we're still using the first one?
Yeah, we're still on the first one. Yes, correct.
Okay. 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 12 damage.
Wow.
Dang.
You slash right through it, and your body rolls through it with your momentum, and you push this one back, and you're stuck right there.
Yeah, it's the undead.
Hey, that last pair.
I hate the undead. Go back to your holes.
Talk about this.
No.
With cobbler's tools, I can make a hidden compartment in our shoes.
Oh,
okay. Oh, it means the obelisk.
Oh,
it's representing the obelisk stone. Okay, Brack, you're all done. The enemies go. the two warriors
the green
bulging muscles out, grab their great axe and start swinging. First one at Brack. 21.
Hit.
9 damage. Slashing damage.
Whoa. Second one. Why do they roll so high?
Second one strikes at Diana.
20.
7.
Whew.
Misses. Ha. The last one puts up its hands once more. Aims at all three of you, and it's gonna hit this one.
Wait,
as well.
What?
It turns this way and does another burning hands through all of you.
Gosh.
Why'd you move there, Brack?
I didn't. He said that's where I landed.
He said he tried to jump through really fast.
Yeah, he just charged through the pond.
Everyone roll dex save, please.
Dex save on a non-trap.
Ah. All right,
I don't think
13.
I get...
8.
Is it talking about real tentacles?
Yeah.
Dex save.
Tentacles?
What? You didn't hear anything.
Dex save. Okay.
You said a 13?
Yeah.
Okay. Take 2 damage.
This is...
5 damage, so you'll take 2 damage.
Dex saving. I have advantage.
What?
Welkin gives me advantage on any saving throw caused by an undead creature.
Whoa!
18!
Take 2 damage from burning hands.
Wow.
You rolled a 2-2-1 on burning hands. So bad, wizard, you're terrible.
He's all surrounded. Right.
Well, that is true.
Well,
that is true.
Yeah.
He's pretty much surrounded.
Wait, did it hurt the one?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
It did 5 damage to the one. So he took damage. The pulsing of the obelisk goes out, and you see another ghost come through the wall.
Get the thing.
And then a red beam of energy goes flying out towards Brack.
Oh no. Get out of the way.
I'm...
It missed. Rolled 5. It dissipates in the air. At this point, anyone that has... proficiency in Arcana or Religion. You may give me a roll check, please.
Roll check, of course.
Roll check. Does anyone have Arcana
what
or Religion?
I have a minus one.
As long as you
I
have
religion,
as long as you're proficient in it,
so.
You can roll.
But I picked other stuff.
Anyone have proficient?
No.
No one's proficient in Religion or Arcana.
No.
Oh dear goodness. This
I'm a paladin. Why would I be?
Just do some.
A cleric. Why would he? All
right. Back to Murray's choice.
Chose medicine instead.
I cast Shatter with my spoon.
Okay.
It's a 10-foot radius.
Alright.
So.
Wait, where are you casting it?
He's casting Shatter.
On the obelisk.
Yeah, on the obelisk.
Right behind it.
It's gonna blow up and kill us all.
Enough to get these two guys.
Get those two and the obelisk.
Well, it's a 10-foot radius.
Yeah,
it could get it can get those two plus that guy.
20-foot circle.
Yeah. Can
you're
it get good. Can I get that guy? I don't know if it can. Mm-hmm. If it's 10 feet out, no.
Nope.
I'll get those two green guys with it.
Mm-hmm. Con save.
You're gonna shatter spirits.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to use your channel to be?
Con saving throw.
One failed, one succeeded.
What would it get?
11 and 18.
Does it damage the obelisk?
I have one more thing.
Once you cast it, the obelisk, you see the damage. You're pushing out the shatter and it absorbs it into the structure. It doesn't look like it damages it at all.
What about that thing behind it?
That's going to shoot your shatter back at us.
Is it damaged?
Yeah.
What?
I have sacred weapon.
Just wasted a spell. 7 damage.
Hey,
4,
damage
2, and a 1.
You're rolling.
And you powered up the obelisk.
Yeah. No, it didn't power it up.
Okay.
It just absorbed the power.
To shoot back at us.
Are you moving from the pool, staying in the water?
Staying right where I am.
Yeah.
What's that?
I can do up thieves' tools.
Oh, go over here. I'm going there.
Rocker, you're up.
Oh, I meant to look at this. Shoot. use this yet. I just smacked that one in front of me.
Okay. Wants me to cast the burning hands?
Yep.
Okay.
Is that all the best you got? 18.
Hits.
8 damage.
You strike it down, and its energy force starts to go to the ceiling, and then you see him go, and it restricts and goes back into a smoke form.
It's a magic weapon. No!
Diana, you're up.
Oh, what am I doing? I'm an idiot.
Okay.
I know what to do next.
Spike!
I shout to Brack.
I got it.
Ah!
What? I hope I say what it is, just so I know. So I can make sure.
Diana, you're up.
My holy symbol glows in a minute.
What am I doing?
I'm gonna do a special attack.
I got a better move than.
I'm gonna do a maneuvering attack.
Ooh.
Wow.
I can expend one superiority die to maneuver one of your comrades into a more advantageous position.
I can move us?
Yeah. Well, I can move one of you. You add the superiority die to the attack's damage roll, and you choose a friendly character who can see or hear you. That creature can use its reaction to move up to half its speed without provoking opportunity attacks from the target of your attack.
That's pretty good.
Okay. So I'm going to do that.
What am I doing?
I'm going to...
Yeah, I'm slack.
I'm help stupid.
Brack to move.
Okay. Brack.
I'm telling you, move to the obelisk. Take out the obelisk.
What?
Choose somebody else.
Why? You're...
That's okay. Hurting. I'll just move into your position.
You gonna move?
That...
You don't do opportunity attacks, so you can move.
30 feet.
So you have no, but movement.
You don't have to attack the obelisk. You can still keep attacking the ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm maneuvering you out of combat, like hand to hand.
Just tossing you.
Uh huh.
Okay.
15.
The obelisk needs to be taken out.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to take that out yet.
Alright.
Why? You're hurting us.
Diana?
Okay. So now I'm attacking.
Mm-hmm. The same ghost you've been attacking?
Yeah.
Alright.
15.
Hits.
So then I get.
Plus the 8.
11 plus 2. 13.
13. Okay. It looks like it's fading in and out of existence.
An extra D8.
Wait, what happened?
This one looks like it's messed up. It's fading in and out. Particles of it are being pulled into the ceiling and the floor. Brack, you're up. Please roll me a religion check. You notice that the obelisk, it comes to you that about every two rounds, another ghost will appear.
I don't know.
And it also appears that the obelisk has a field around it, a magical field, but organic material can pass through it to interact with the obelisk.
That's pretty knowledgeable on a 10.
Yeah, it was a 10 exactly.
I'm a paladin.
What are you doing?
I use my reaction. Brocker, should I do it or wait?
I look over and I say, take it out.
I quickly examine the fire behind it. Is it just a normal torch?
It's just a torch.
Okay.
To you, it looks like a normal torch.
Organic material. I drop my sword.
Okay.
Grab the torch and walk in next to the obelisk.
You're grabbing the torch on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
You're not grabbing the torch on the wall.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Your arm goes up to it, and there's a field of energy surrounding it, and it deflects your hand. You're unable to touch it.
All right, then I walk into the obelisks.
I'm a dwarf. Bruised.
Space.
Yeah. Okay.
Trying to get
through. This personal space.
Trying to penetrate through?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you roll me either a arcana yeah. check or a religion check.
Weapons, armor,
or if you have these,
drink
these
some beer
to
while
you
do it.
I these are all terrible rolls. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Just, yeah, it's 500.
16.
Mm-hmm. All right. As you do that, you see pieces of the obelisk start to dim out the runes and pieces of it start to crumble off. But it's still illuminated.
What did he do?
It's still illuminated at the half mark.
What did
punch
he
do? It.
You punched it?
Well, that was your action too.
He's
manipulated. He manipulated the obelus and was trying to recite holy oaths, and it started to crumble pieces of it off, and some of the runes that were illuminated aren't illuminated anymore.
Oh, you're doing it?
All right, Diana. They are still only on you. At least you're going to get some potions later. Your fix will be done. That's good.
Your fix will be done.
Here comes two attacks. First one, a 13.
That misses.
Second one, 23.
Ooh.
Take another 10 slashing damage. Put you down?
Do you have resistance to damage?
Has it been an hour yet? How is it not
going? Oh, it doesn't work now.
Yeah. The little bead just continues to circle around your head. You're down. The energy from the obelisk, it appears to be fixated on you, Brack, and another bolt comes flying down. I can't roll off these. They're terrible. It totally misses you. You're so close
yeah.
to it. It blasts past you.
Yeah, it does.
That's gonna be it. The obelisk.
Just did 10 damage to me.
The runes totally illuminate all the way up, except for the few that were dimmed out by Brack. So it's fully glowing once more. Murgatroyd, you're up.
What?
I'm doing it.
Whose turn? Murgatroyd?
Murgatroyd.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait. I didn't use the other guys. My bad. No, they still got
no, it. I'm about to go
no,
over
no,
here.
No.
Dang, I noticed you forgot them.
Did
sure,
you
just
really?
Gone, yeah.
Firebolt. Coming right at you, Murd. 16. 10 fire damage.
Max damage, huh?
Yep. Oof. Bolt hits you. The other one that's right in front of Brocker starts to siphon more fire and shoots 3 fireballs at you.
What?
He's siphoning flames off of your armor?
5 to hit. 14 to hit. 20 to hit. One hits!
No.
20 didn't hit you?
I have a tornado.
Holy moly. Alright, missed. Right,
even
now,
your strongest attack is too weak. Just give up.
He's about to.
I say that.
He's done nothing. He's rolling. The barbarians are doing really great, but he's just doing terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Murgatroyd, you're up. Yeah, they're doing really good on you.
Doing great.
Where's the battle music?
This is now.
Where's the battle music?
This is like a choir singing.
This is the battle music.
This is the battle music.
I try to mimic Brack. I run up to the obelisk and touch all over it.
Okay.
He's good at mimicking.
It's very much in character.
Roll me an arcana check, please.
Arcana check.
Mm-hmm.
Critical!
Oh, zoom in.
You put your hands through the field. And you start to move around, and your hand hits something, and you move a little bit.
You jostled it.
And it's Brack's hand, and you guys push together.
Oh, yes!
Wow.
It's ghosts.
As you do that, you see...
It's ghosts of ghosts.
You see the red energy on top goes out, and it starts to crumble, and it falls down on the ground, just and dust goes everywhere.
Yeah.
At this point, Murgatroyd, you see.
My darling,
I like to you. You see it crumbles to the ground.
I hope you have
you see
have
the feel of energy on the cliff stones start to waver a little bit.
It waver?
Yeah.
Oh, like an illusion.
Find out what happens when we join our heroes next time on the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Oh, hey. Not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram at scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye!